You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It's your girl,
your pal,
your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea run is over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Cash on me, like I hit the lottery. Let's chill, watch on how they follow me. Honey's blue, yeah, I got them all on me. Go, 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 let's go. Got a shoe, yeah, I keep a style on me. Pretty free, made them follow me. I swear. Wet party, I got 30, that on me right now. Go, 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 let's go. To my cake, all these on a piece, on a piece. Ten it red, I threw 10 on top my teeth. Diamond choke, VVS, I can't breathe. Go, 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 let's go. Saint Laurent, my Meunier, Givenchy, Givenchy. Gucci goggles, Gucci buckle, Gucci skis. You gon' fuck that, but we know that bull's free. Cash on me, like I hit the lottery. Hold a trip, watch on how they follow me. Honey's blue, yeah, I got them all on me. Go, 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 let's go. Got a shoes, yeah, I keep a style on me. Pretty freaks, made a pile on me. I swear, rat party, I got 30, die on me right now. Go, 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 let's go. I know shooters, NDC, Bradley Beal. Shawty. She said, I don't miss no meals, but it broke. You know you can't front the bill. Go, 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 let's go. Shrimpin' lobster, his and hers, it's a date. He gon' eat, she gon' eat, it's a plate. Make them racks, spend them racks, give a taste, give a taste. Go, go, go.
Tune in to the Friday Night Hype with DB every Friday at 7 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Hey, yay, yay, y'all. Welcome to Friday Night Hype with DB. It's your girl, your gal, your pal, DB. Welcome back, y'all. It's another Friday. I hope y'all are turning up. I hope y'all just got off work. Hopefully, if y'all are in traffic, y'all get out of there real soon because I know these streets is busy. We outside, you know, people outside, you know, living their lives, turning up. Y'all, every time I'm on the We Talk Radio Network, you know, getting ready for the show, and I hear that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, I want to go to a beach. Every time I hear that little Caribbean vibe, the Jamaican vibe, that music, I'm like, I need to be on somebody's beach. I miss vacations. I miss going out. Do y'all miss going out? Like, I miss going out because, baby, child, it's rough in these quarantine streets because COVID ain't over. People be thinking COVID is, you know, just over, it's done, you know. I mean, if you got vaccinated, you know, it's still going on. You know, y'all be careful. Y'all get vaccinated because this Delta variant, you know, oof, it is absolutely crazy. But, you know, y'all stay safe. Whatever y'all do, you know, just make sure you stay safe in these streets. But Y'all, I need to be on somebody's beach. Y'all give me some ideas of where I can go on vacation. I ain't got a whole lot of money. Well, not me personally, me the family. We were talking about that the other day, and I want to go to the beach because the vibe, the music, I need to be dancing in a swimsuit on the beach. Toes in the sand, yep. Toes, I was going to say my toes in the sand, chilling on the beach, listening to people, or maybe just nobody. Nope, just the waves crashing. I need to be on the beach. I love my room. I love my house. I love Texas, you know, Dallas, Grand Prairie area, but vacation. If y'all are going on vacation, y'all let me know where y'all want, or if y'all are on vacation, or if y'all are going on vacation in the future, or y'all want to go somewhere in the future, y'all let me know where y'all want to go, because even though I ain't got Jamaica money, I want to go to Jamaica, because it's something I've never been, but it looks like it's just so much fun. It's just such an enjoyable time, But y'all, I have my cousins back. I convinced them to do another show with me, so we're going to get right into this interview again. If y'all want to go on vacation, y'all let me know. Y'all know I want to go to Jamaica. And if y'all been to Jamaica, y'all let me know. What can I do? What can I see? Because how much is it? Y'all be my travel agent, okay? But we're going to get into this interview real quick. And, yeah, y'all, let's listen to it.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, your gal, DB. It's Friday Night Hype with DB. And y'all know, already got my co-host for this week. We got T Montana and we got D. Y'all, introduce yourself to the people. How's y'all week been? What's going on?
We're back. We're back like we never left.
Back like you never left. Period.
My cash app is BURWAN.
Lord, we're taking all GoFundMes.
Don't forget it.
Don't forget.
Well, since we got that cash app, T Montana, would you like to shout out yours?
Oh yes, since we're doing this, my cash app is From the Bottom 2415. That is From the Bottom 2415.
Yes.
All right.
And hold on. Make sure you do not forget the money sign before. Okay?
Yes. The money sign for our old heads. You have to present the money sign first.
Come on.
And then From the Bottom 2415.
Listen. And listen, man. Y'all love us so much. Show us how much you love us then.
Y'all are funny.
You proceed, Destiny.
Y'all can tell. Since y'all shouting out cash apps, y'all can shout out your socials too, if you want to.
Well, shout out your, you said your social.
Yeah, not your social security,
what?
No. Your social media, your social. Lord have mercy.
Well,
your social
you
media.
Follow me. You can follow me on Instagram at @TheRealMrsMoody_ and on Facebook at Tamija Moody.
All right, go ahead, D.
You can follow me and my cash app, money sign, BURWA. I don't care about no Instagram. You can follow me on cash app.
You can also follow me on cash app as well if you did not hear it in the beginning of the show. If you're just now tuning in, it's the money sign From the Bottom 2415. That is money sign From the Bottom 2415.
You said you just now tuning in.
Y'all are crazy. There's actually something wrong with y'all. All right, y'all, let's get started with the show. Okay, y'all, so I was on, you know, the Shade Room, and they were talking about, you know, which restaurant has the best sauce. Like, the best sauce either, they said barbecue sauce on here, but I don't really like barbecue sauce like that. So my favorite sauce ever from a restaurant is the Chick-fil-A sauce at Chick-fil-A. It's undefeated. I think it's barbecue sauce and mustard, you know, with other ingredients. But That's the best sauce ever. What's y'all sauce? What y'all got?
You want to go first, Mom?
You know, I like that good old-fashioned ketchup.
What? What's your favorite ketchup from? Do you like spicy ketchup,
actually,
like from Whataburger?
My dipping sauce would probably have to be. You know, that's the crazy thing, because I'm like a multi-dipper. So basically, I'll get like a whole bunch of sauces, and then I'll just like, once I take a bite, I'll just, you know, the next sauce, on to the next. So, I mean, my top three would definitely have to be Wingstop Ranch. Let's just put that out
Wingstop
there.
Wingstop Ranch is undefeated.
Wingstop Ranch.
Right.
Not everybody else's ranch. Wingstop
right.
Ranch.
Wingstop has a specific ranch.
Yes. And then I like Chick-fil-A. I mean, I get all tired of Chick-fil-A a little bit. Like, it's like mayonnaise-y. But
mayonnaise-y?
I like barbecue sauce. I like sweet and sour from McDonald's.
See, I can never get into sweet and sour. I can never get into that.
But that's
nasty.
The only one that I'll eat. The sweet and sour anywhere else is not okay.
Hmm. How about you, D?
I can hold you, bro. I like good yum-yum sauce. A lot of people are not aware of yum-yum sauce. Yum-yum sauce goes like on shrimp fried rice.
Yeah, I was like, is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a hibachi. It's a hibachi. Yes. Give it to me.
Is
that yum-yum?
Y'all sleep on
I've never been to any hibachi grill ever.
Oh, yeah, you sleep. And then my second
really
one.
Really am.
Sauce, the cane sauce. You can't like.
Cane sauce,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Come on, bro. Like,
cane sauce.
I always get two extra cane sauces on the side. They be charging me. Sometimes, if I'm real nice, they'll be like, you know, you can, you know, they slide it to me like, you know, be blessed. But most of the time, they be charging me like 80 cents.
I'll tell them to keep that coleslaw. That coleslaw can kick rocks.
Can. I'm not a big fan of coleslaw anyway.
I'm not
I don't really care for coleslaw either.
Yeah. But speaking of Chick-fil-A, speaking of restaurants, who y'all think got the best chicken? I think it's Chick-fil-A. Back when it comes to chicken nuggets?
I don't know. See,
what do you mean chicken nuggets? What's the difference? Like, talk about chicken nuggets?
I like
chicken sandwiches.
I like
chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Or like chicken nuggets or like chicken tenders.
Okay.
I like Chick-fil-A. It's probably top tier. I love Wendy's chicken nuggets. They're the only chicken nuggets I can really do. I can't do McDonald's unless they change their recipe. But Wendy's got that good, and their barbecue sauce is fire too. But Wendy's chicken nuggets, fire. Absolutely fire. Everything is just really good about it. I like Cane's chicken tenders, though. They're fire, too. They got to be fresh.
That's definitely what I was going to say. I definitely was going to say Cane's.
It's going to be Cane's for sure. Was you hungry when you were writing the questions?
No.
You had to
a little
hungry.
Bit.
You was like, oh. Like, what?
I was a little hungry.
Well,
I was a little hungry, no, for real. I had some other questions, but I don't know if y'all going to be answering them right. Let me ask y'all this one. There was this girl on the Shea Room. She was on Twitter, and she said, if you were allowed to get a wardrobe from any TV show, past or present, which one would it be?
I'm not good at
it. Does it have to be a TV show? Can it be a
movie? It could be a movie.
Clueless. Definitely Clueless.
Clueless, yes.
Yes. I love that. Outfits are so fire. Like I think I was supposed to be born in that era. I think.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I like.
You want them to say Little Bow Wow.
Hey, Little Bow Wow, you dishonor the way you move so fast.
Like Mike wardrobe. But for me, I would say, like any '90s show, like. Martin, I feel like Tina, I said Tina, well, that's the real name, but Gina.
Who
are
you
going to
dress
Pam,
like, Janaynay?
No, Gina and Pam always had the best, like, fire clothes. They had a little long sleeve little crop top situation with a little mini skirt and the heels. The heels sometimes were a little questionable, but the top was always fire. And then what movie? Oh, That's So Raven. That's probably one of my main ones because Raven, everything she wore, again, there was some questionables, but everything that she wore was top tier. I would steal her closet for sure.
No. Pam's fine.
Is?
She is fine. Bro, people keep, bro, don't get twisted. Gina was cute, bro. Pam was fine, bro. People just saying, like, Gina was cute. Yo, Pam was fine, bro.
She was.
Like, she was, like, definitely not, like, I mess with Pam for sure.
I'm tripping, A Different World. I was like, what 90s show was I trying to say? A Different World. And then, like, the 2000s, it would have been that great. But I would have stole everything from A Different World because everything that they wore was just fire. But, yeah.
Mine's not really old. I I don't know if people have seen Takers, but, like, I like that kind of classy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
isn't that
I think Takers.
Wasn't
yeah,
T.I.
Takers.
In that?
Yeah.
Didn't we go see that in theaters?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I think we were with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe so. Because, you know, you already know who it has in there. So, you know I had
Yeah, Chris Brown. So.
Money, give me that.
All right, y'all. So, before we go to break, it says choose one out of this female 2000s category. So, we got Erykah Badu's first album, Alicia Keys, The Diary of Alicia Keys. We have Fearless by Jasmine Sullivan, and we have Dangerously in Love, Beyonce's first album. So I think this is all, every lady, I think this is all their, well, I don't think that was Alicia Keys' first album.
I might have to go with Fearless. How about the window that
I was going to say, but the thing
the
is, Beyonce.
The bottom of the bus windows.
Beyonce, I was thinking about that. Beyonce has so many bangers on her first album, though.
I'd have to look at the playlist. I'd have to look at it, bro, because
here,
like, that's
I'm gonna bring
it. Jasmine Sullivan is so fire, like, I don't care what nobody say, Jasmine Sullivan is fire. Even though she got them three songs, she's fire.
Like, because I'm thinking, cause I ain't gonna lie, I was thinking Alicia Keys. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah, I was like, Alicia, but when I first looked at it, I picked Alicia Keys because my favorite Alicia Keys song is Diary, which is on that album. Like,
that's a piano, Maza, why you sleep?
Layer.
This is because I got
hooked
up. And y'all like, y'all basic.
Okay, well, on to males. Male. So it says, Usher Confession. Ah. Music Soul Child.
Ah.
Or Joe, my name is Joe, and who's this last? Oh, D'Angelo. Is it?
That's easy. That's between either Usher and
I'll say Music Soul Child.
Music Soul Child, one of those. I have to look at the playlist, though, for those.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. Definitely them.
Because,
like,
sure. I know Confessions album more, but I know that Music Soul Child has that mess on there.
Yeah, but D'Angelo, though.
Yeah, he kicked rocks sometimes.
D'Angelo is what?
D'Angelo, though.
Yeah, he just got that one song for me.
What?
But Joe had that one song, too. I want to know.
I want to know what.
Hold on, feel like that more than if I was
baby, all I want to do is please you. Baby, anything you say,
yes.
Go ahead, Dean. What were you saying?
I'm saying that y'all like that song more than If I Was Your Man.
If
I Was Your Man. That's not like Bruno Mars.
No.
Not like Bruno Mars, buddy.
No, If I Was Your Man.
Not If I Was Your Man.
Help me understand that I'm not gonna get it through. Why I can't be your man? When I gave up the world for you.
That's a good point.
Best you can. That's a very good
point. I know that song. Yeah. I haven't heard it in a long time.
I know the song, but.
That's crazy.
It's like, you know.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
I just think there's different eras. I think everybody has that one song that bang, like, that really does bang.
Yeah, but the Confessions, though, you know, that's a classic album.
Yeah, Confessions is a classic.
Yeah, Confessions, I believe the playlist, though, because I know Love is on there. What else is on there? Friends or Best Friends? Is it Friends?
Yeah. I think it's Friends.
Is My Boo on there?
I don't know.
Was that on Alicia's album? Or was that on his?
No, I thought we were talking about on. Oh, that was. Yeah, you might be right. It might probably was Alicia's album.
Hold on, bro. Let me do this right now. Okay, so one of the Confessions albums, it was. Dang.
I know.
Yeah, I got a lot. I understand. Like,
it might be
on.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. It has My Boo. Can You Handle It?
That's what I'm saying. Can You Handle It?
Burn? Confession.
I was like, Burn is on there.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was Confessions Part 2 or Confessions.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
Let me check. Okay, let me check Music Soul Child. Hold on.
Let me check Beyonce, because y'all tripping on her first album.
No. But it's just
that's
like, they just mean love.
On the first album.
I think Beyonce has officially lost her title. I think.
Dangerously in Love was her first.
Did Music Soul Child only have one album?
Let me tell you,
she had Me, Myself, and I on there. That's one of the best.
It's just me, myself.
Yeah, Crazy in Love, Naughty Girl.
Baby boy,
you stay on. She had Me, Myself, and I.
Yeah,
she had Speechless. That's an underrated song. She had Dangerously in Love 2. She had The Closer I Get to You with Luther Vandross with Beyonce.
The Closer I Get to You.
Yes, like. She has so many songs.
The Mother You Baby.
Me, Myself, and I? Come on now.
Usher got them, though. I can check it out. Usher got
them. Yeah. Let me look at D'Angelo, because I feel like D'Angelo has some, too.
He just got that song where he, like, I forgot what the song called. Like, he's dang near, he's wild on one of them.
let me look. I think the album, is Brown Sugar on there? Because that's my song. Wait a minute. Yeah, Voodoo. It's his Voodoo album. So, I don't really know a lot of these songs. All his songs are on the Black Messiah album or the Brown Sugar album. Brown Sugar, that's like, that obviously Brown Sugar's on there. Cruising, Lady. I think they were comparing album to album, like people, all their first albums together. But I know Confessions isn't Usher's first. I don't know. But I think Usher got them beat on that one.
What about Jagged Edge?
Jagged Edge. See, I know Jagged Edge, but I don't know Jagged Edge. Y'all know Jagged Edge.
I think Jagged Edge has all them beat. That's just me.
Has Usher beat, though?
Bruh, their first album, bro?
Compared to Confessions?
Fam, hold up, I got you. Yo, Jagged Edge.
You might be right. You might be right about that.
Yeah, for real though, bro.
Okay, but I need to go and, listen and then come back and,
Nah, you don't need to listen. Listen to this.
My goodness. Can we play music on here like that?
Usher got them.
Really?
Usher got them. Usher got them.
All right.
Because
well, y'all.
I'm thinking albums. I'm just thinking about hits, but Usher got them.
Yeah, that's true. Well, y'all, we will be right back on the Friday Night Hype Show with GB and my co-host, DNT. We'll be right back, y'all. Hit it, DJ.
Earl on the beat. real. Give a fat ass big Birkin bag, hold 5-6 figures. Stripes on my ass, but we call it Tigger. Known as Gamma Rich. Same group of friends, ain't no ass to the picture. Drop a couple right, fight this get bigger. Drinking on licking, I'm looking at some. If it's money right, he can eat it like a picker. I ain't got time for you fake. Talking all loud in them fake clothes. Fake shoes with that fake toe. I'm the realest, realest, never seen snake. Act up, you can get smashed up. Act up, you can get smashed up. Act up, you can get smashed up. Dirty, dirty ass, baby girl, you need to back up. It's your Miami and I came to run my flag up. Pack to my page, tryna track us. Brand new chain, city girls going platinum. I keep a baby block, I ain't fighting with no random, period. You we is you serious? I let him taste the now he acting all delirious. Did a dash in the rubber like it's Fast and Furious. You see my number in his phone, now you acting curious. He gon' buy me Gucci if I ask for it. Yeah, crazy, rock his town for it. I bet your little sister wanna look like me. I bet your little brother wanna fuck on me. Hood, I ain't average. He can't come around without that cabbage. Quick like a bubble gum. I ain't never worry, I just deal with it for fun.
Act up, you can get smashed up. Act up, you can get smashed up. Act up, you can get smashed up. Dirty, dirty ass, baby girl, you need to back up.
JT on the track, and you know I'm about my paper. Sweet, tight, tight. So he caught a lifesaver if your pussy broke. Nah, I can't ditch it if your pussy rich. I'ma f*** you till you ain't one. If that's a scammer, I'm turning to a dancer. I make it clap like he got the right answer. Sit on it with manners, hit it harder than a hammer. He wanna freak, pink breast cancer. Oh, you like big, but why I like big butts. I don't care about your chain or your big truck. Yeah, I know you getting it, but if you spinning it, give a for the got it, he ain't giving it. Bad attitude. Yeah, done, hair done, too. Yo, baby, that he don't answer you, that's because of me.
Act up, you can get smashed up. Act up, you can get smashed up. Act up, you can get smashed up. Dirty, dirty ass, baby girl, you need to back up.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Friday Night Hype with DB only on WeTalkRadio.com. Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
And we back. Hey, and we back. Hey, and we back. Hey. Say that one more time.
Better DJ to play some better music.
Ah, y'all are not going to hate on my DJ now.
Hate to see it.
Y'all are not going to hate on my DJ.
Hey, listen. Let me be on the ox. Put me on the ox.
Oh, okay. Put you on the ox. Okay. All right. We can try to do that. We can try to set you up with the We Talk Radio team.
Somebody's going to play that. But you will
not. How I still have not received my first pick.
Crazy.
Lord of mercy. Okay, y'all. Next question. I was looking on Twitter, and it says, or this girl, she was saying, who is a character that had roughly 15 minutes or less in a film that had a huge impact on that film?
That had what?
That had a huge impact on that film. So a character that wasn't really in the movie, but they had such a huge impact on the film. Mine is, she doesn't even go here. The Mean Girls guy, the guy on Mean Girls with the blue hoodie and the glasses, that was, you know how many people say she doesn't even go here?
I've never watched Mean Girls.
You've never watched Mean Girls?
Mean Girls was my movie.
Is that supposed to be like a movie?
Lindsay Lohan had a grip on our culture. A really strong grip. Her, Miley Cyrus, and Hilary Duff. All three of the white girls. Huge grip on the culture. But go ahead. You've never watched Mean Girls.
Hold on. Are guys supposed to watch Mean Girls?
You don't have to, but I guess it's just like, it was so... It just defined, I don't know. I guess it's just like you've never watched any of it at all. You've never even seen like a clip of it. Like when I said she doesn't even go here, you don't get the reference.
Awesome. I'm saying like if I ask a couple guys, are they supposed to be like, well, like am I the slow one? Is that what I'm saying?
No. I don't think, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just like the movie was so big. I guess like even though it's like a girly movie, the movie was so big. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, well, what's a movie you wouldn't expect girls to watch that most women, or that, you know, I guess most girls have watched, if that makes
sense. The Wood.
What'd you say?
The Wood.
The Wood. I think I've seen that movie. I think I have.
Like, that's like a guy movie, but I know, like, I feel like girls have watched it.
Yeah. See, I think that's like a, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a movie that was, I mean, The Wood is a really big movie. But, like, I'm trying to think of a movie that was so big, like, you would think everybody has seen it. And I guess it's just, like, mean, like, when I was trying to plan my 21st birthday party, like, the theme was supposed to be, well, if I would have actually, you know, because of COVID, I couldn't really do anything, add something small. But, like, if I was going to have something big, it would have been a Mean Girls thing. Because, like, that was, like, the Y2K, like, that was early 2000s, like, I think when the movie came out, I was probably, like, 4 or 5.
And you're saying that it's a bunch of girls doing mean stuff.
it was just really bullies. Like, it's about these mean girls, like, they were mean girls, they were bullies. And there was this girl, she was trying to, you know, fit into their clique. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were, you know, on Wednesdays they wore pink. They had to follow, like, certain rules. They couldn't eat certain stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was just classic. It's a classic, like, I mean, every race has seen it, but it's like, you know, one of those, like, classic white girl movies, which is like most of the movies in the 2000s.
Okay.
But,
and you're recommending for me to watch that movie.
I don't know.
It's for the culture. It's for the culture.
What culture?
The girl culture. The feminist movement. I don't know.
I support the show.
But okay, you know what? Speaking of classic movies, what is a classic movie that you haven't watched that you would, like, revoke your black card? So for me, it's Harlem Nights. I still have not seen that movie.
Okay.
I was trying to watch.
For me, if you have not seen Friday 1, if you have not seen Friday After Next, or if you have not seen any of the Fridays, I think your black heart needs to be revoked.
I think that's true.
So what? Hold on, Maj, what movie haven't you watched though? That's like a, yeah, man, one of them.
Like a girly movie that you think everybody's watched? No.
No. What's a black movie that you have, like, a movie that's like, you black, you both have watched movies that you haven't watched, Maj?
So do you think Harlem Nights is one?
I don't think so.
Well, my mom talks about that movie.
Harlem Nights is like, it's old.
What about all the
Saturday Kids?
Like all the Fridays, but the third one. I'll probably have that watch the third one. I think it's the first two.
Rush Hour. I think Rush Hour. If you haven't watched Rush, like,
Friday.
Rush Hour,
that's how
back.
You have
connect.
To watch Rush, all three. All three Rush Hours have been watched.
I haven't watched Love Jones.
I haven't watched Love Jones either. It comes back on Netflix, and then I look it up, and it's gone. Like, I still haven't watched that. I've never seen that movie. I really want to watch it. Every time it's on Netflix, I look it up, it's gone. I'm like, what the heck? I'm trying to think of another black movie that would, like, get my card revoked. Okay. Don't kill me. I haven't seen all of The Wiz. I know my black card is probably revoked for that.
I ain't watched The Wiz.
You haven't watched it? I know, like, the old heads that are listening to this, I know y'all are probably so upset. But I've never, or I haven't watched it fully. So.
I feel like with TV shows, like, if you haven't watched, like, Martin.
Yeah, Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. Even a little bit of the Wayans Brothers, a little bit.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. I don't really. Living Single. My Wife and Kids. I used to watch that a lot.
I used to love Martin and Kids.
Like, my sister, she was telling me the other day, she was like, I've never seen, so one of the characters in Moesha is in Good Burger. And I was telling her, I was like, oh, that's the girl from Moesha. She plays, I think her name is Tracy in Moesha, but I think her name is Monique in Good Burger. And I was like, Kimby, that's the girl from Moesha. And she was like, She's like, Destiny, I've never seen Moesha. I said, what? Mo to the? Each of them? I'm like, you've never seen Moesha? I used to watch Moesha with the Parker. I used to watch the Parker's with a little kid. I didn't watch a lot of One-on-One as a kid. The one with, I think that's Kyla Pratt and I forgot the guy's name.
Represents Flex, I think, so.
Yeah. I didn't really watch a lot of that growing up, but I watched Moesha because it came on, like, late at night on BET or, like, in between some. I feel like, honestly, if you haven't watched Diary of a Mad Black Woman, at least that one, like, out of all the Tyler Perry's, if you haven't watched that one, you're black country blues,
though.
Or Family Reunion.
Talk to
him. If you ain't watched all the plays.
Yeah,
if you
ain't
watched the plays, your black card needs to be revoked for sure.
But
yeah.
Plays?
We had those bad boys. Did we ever have those on VHS, or were they all DVDs?
No, they were all DVDs.
Tomas, you remember that? You remember, like, the big house on Christmas, bro? We would all go, like, we would
always. That was, like, a tradition, really.
So, I remember one time y'all put me onto the show, and it's crazy because I still sometimes watch it to this day. Remember when y'all used to watch Charmed? Y'all used to love that show.
I love Charmed.
Y'all love Charmed. I was watching it the other day. I'm like, why am I watching it?
I watched it. Like, I had the DVDs and everything, bro. Like, I watched that.
Still?
No, not anymore.
That's great.
But see, okay, that's a show with mostly girls. I mean, that's different from a movie, but.
That is true. It's true.
What?
That
it's
is
a show with girls.
No, it was fun. That's why I watched it.
You should watch Mean Girls. That's like a
I don't
classic.
Think it's fun, though.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan is not cute.
Yeah, but like, that's not what it's about.
What is it about, dude?
What is it about?
It's just a cultural. Like, you look at it, and you're like, oh, my God.
So I can see myself, I can see myself putting it on, bro, and being just like, what the freak am I watching?
Yeah.
I can see that, too. Well, movie besides, like, White Chicks? What is, like, a movie that's, like, you know, that's not a black movie, that's, like, I would say a guilty pleasure? You're like, ooh, I love watching this movie, but...
A movie?
I don't want to say a white movie because I don't know. Does that make sense? I don't want to be rude.
Too late. She said, you know. Oh, no, the hell I don't.
I'm going to answer the question.
I don't understand the question. What you talking about?
Okay. So a movie like Mean Girls, right? A movie
okay.
like Anger.
A movie that you would think that you would have watched.
Right.
Shoot. Okay.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm trying to think.
Because
of
the simple fact is that I like
okay.
to watch movies.
Like The Notebook. Something like
I
that.
I didn't see The Notebook.
I haven't watched
it. Oh, okay. I'm trying to think of. I saw it halfway through, and I was watching it real late. And I fell asleep during, like, it was so good, but I was so tired. And I fell asleep, and I woke up, and it was off Netflix because it was the last day. I was like, dang it.
That's great.
I'm trying to think of a movie. Mean Girls, The Notebook.
White Fish.
The Devil Wears Prada. Have y'all seen that movie?
What?
The Devil Wears Prada. No? All right. I'm trying to think of another one. Let's see.
Man, y'all, I'm trying to think of another movie. Like, I'm really trying to think. I'm trying to think of another movie. It's just, you know what? Y'all think of some movies. Y'all let me know in the comments what is a guilty pleasure movie of y'all. I know this is, like, not on the, like, movies. I like Pixar and Disney. My favorite movie of all time, I cannot pick between these two movies, but is Incredibles and Monsters, Inc. Those are my top two movies. I can literally watch those movies over and over and over and over again. Like, I love Monsters, Inc., and I love The Incredibles. The first one over the second one for both of them because, you know, they're classics. They're classic movies. But DJ, y'all need to hit us up with some music, because y'all heard D. D said we need to come a little bit harder with the music, DJ. So I know you got some good music for us. But, y'all, we'll be right back on Friday Night Hype with DB. And, yeah, on We Talk Radio.
Then I'm murky. Cough gunner if you want you a burger. Oh baby, you be lining your verses. I be here and say you buying them purses. I can't even lie, you ain't my type. You ain't even all that fine in person. I can guarantee you if you my kind, she got every bag you can imagine. Big house, I can really be bragging. 100,000 in my mouth like what's that? And not the big cheap tea, that's embarrassing. He ain't me, you can keep the comparison. My probably one of the baddest. Good girl, turn her into a savage. This batch got a problem in traffic. We can't do it, imagine G-Wagon. Low key, I've been keeping it classy. Could be really out here doing them nasty. Couldn't even see me in last year. Just started in them n****s in last year. I ain't even tried to and I passed them. Giving looks, I contribute to fashion. Drop a song, I be giving them cash. Stand alone, not your regular rap. Brand new car is noisy. Come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can hide me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Whoa. I put it up in the back of the car and I tell her to go. She hit when she lands, she bring me the band, she back on the road. She know how I get when I get in that mode. Ain't buying no clothes. Only do shows and make me some songs. Make sure the other come and get sold. We f*** with these scribbles cause we play with foes. We play with our money and not what I know. I used to go to the west to get lost. I just came back from the west with a trophy. I'm on some motion. She said she missed it and sending emojis. No time to kick it on my waist in motion. Can't say I miss you, I don't got emotions. I'm on that back when I slip on the floats. I'm on that me and the broken cadoche. I'm on that back when I stood at the stoves. Ain't going broke, I'm just back on my old. No taking f***s, I don't know how to cope. And I know one thing, I'm never gonna be hopeless. If you tell them what was said, you were rolling. Start a new Corvette like it's yeah. Brand new car is noisy. Come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa. Yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can charge me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Brand new car is noisy. Come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa. Yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can charge me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Whoa.
Hey, we love Lil Baby. Isn't he just great? Isn't he amazing? Absolutely, absolutely just perfect. Y'all, did y'all enjoy that interview? Wasn't it amazing? A little crazy. You know, they be saying some stuff that's just off the wall. But I love him at the end of the day. I love him. But, yeah, thank y'all for tuning in to the show. I'm so excited, you know, that, you know, I can, you know, just have an awesome show like this, and I'm so blessed and grateful for the We Talk Radio team, and yeah, I will see y'all next Friday, because, baby, it's on and popping. Another week of, you know, amazing topics and amazing time. Again, I hope y'all enjoyed it. I'm going to pray out real quick, and I'm going to let y'all enjoy the rest of y'all's night because it's Friday, baby. Hey, all right. Bow your heads, close your eyes. God, we just want to say thank you so much for everything that you do. Thank you so much for blessing me with an amazing show and, God, with a platform to be able to speak my mind with my cousins. And even though we say some crazy things, God, thank you so much for just keeping us together as a family unit, God, and just thank you so much for just letting me have a voice, God, in a platform like We Talk Radio, God. God, thank you so much for Kia D and her team that they get to, you know, have a platform like this and have, you know, just so many different shows and different perspectives, God. God, we just pray for blessings on blessings for not only the network, but every individual person that is either speaking or, you know, behind the scenes, Lord, as a producer or a DJ or just, you know, coordinating different events, Lord. Lord, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done this past week. God bless us in this week to come, and let us have a bomb Friday. Hey. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God, who says hey in their prayers? I do. That's how I talk to Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but that's how I talk to God. But thank you guys again so much. Thank you for just everything that you do. And actually, I'm a little too excited with my words. I can't get them out. I have some announcements to make. You guys, we have some amazing, amazing, amazing events coming up in the future. We have Help for the Helpless with DJ Riley. She is on the Ken and Rye Show, and you know, which I'm a producer of. And speaking of the Ken and Rye Show, we have a show tomorrow, Saturday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call into the same number, and you'll be able to listen to the show tomorrow. We discussed what we would bring on a deserted island, and it was interesting what they chose. But, you know, that's just the girls. They're just, you know, crazy. Help them, Lord, perform. But we have her event, Help, coming up. We have Heels on the Move to Heal coming up in, I believe, October. Hopefully the We Talk Radio team doesn't kill me for saying the wrong thing. And then we also have Youth on the Move to Heal in December. So many amazing events coming up. Y'all make sure y'all join the We Talk Radio newsletter. Go to WeTalkRadio.com, and you can join the newsletter there. And also follow We Talk Radio on We Talk Radio Network on Instagram and Facebook. You know, make sure y'all join all of their social medias, you know. And also follow me on social media at ThatSoDB or ThatSo_DB on Twitter and DestinyBrown_22 on Instagram. Because, yeah, I be posting some pictures. Not a lot, but, you know, I be posting stuff here and there. And, yeah, and also, since they tag they Cash App, I'm going to tag mine. If y'all want to bless a girl, you know, about to start school soon again last year, shout out to all the seniors out there, all the people, all the college students starting the year back up. You know, we love you, praying for you. Hopefully, you know, you got your school supplies and your books and your money and your living arrangements all together. But, y'all. My Cash App is, if you want to bless me, the $ Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-I, yes with an I at the end, 22. Again, it's, or 2022. Let me make sure I say it right, y'all. If y'all want to bless me, that'll be great. If you don't, then that's fine. I do not remember T or D's Cash App. I'm just going to be honest. So, but I'm going to, you know, say mine at the end. So, again, it is $Destiny, 2022, D-E-S-T-I-N-I. And, yeah, if y'all want to bless me or if y'all can go back, you know, listen to their Cash App. If you want to bless them, it is actually Mr. Marcus, T. Montana's fiance. So, happy birthday to Marcus. We wish you nothing but an amazing year. And we are so excited, you know, for the blessings and opportunities that you have coming forward in your life. Y'all make sure y'all send Marcus a happy, happy birthday. And, yeah, thank you guys again so much for tuning in. I love each and every one of my listeners. Thank you guys for rocking with me every single Friday. I love being a part of your Fridays. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and I'll see y'all next week. Make sure you tune into the Ken and Rye Show on We Talk Radio tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I love y'all. Mwah! Peace.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Friday Night Hype with DB only on WeTalkRadio.com Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.